President Bush and his top advisor spent last week doing damage control, something they haven't had to do very often during the nearly 3 years of their White House tenure. Spokesman Scott McClellan dodged questions about a reported White House leak of the name of a covert CIA agent.
Have any White House officials been interviewed yet by the FBI?
Not to my knowledge, but again, the Justice Department officials may decide they want to talk to people individually. So I wouldn't necessarily know. And I should say not to the White House's knowledge when I say that, when I'm saying me, not to the White House's knowledge.
The president found something good to cite in a report by CIA advisor David Kaye, who found no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
He says that the WMD program involved thousands of people, billions of dollars, and was elaborately shielded by security and deception operations that continued even beyond the end of Operation Iraqi Freedom. In other words, he's saying Saddam Hussein was a threat, a serious danger.
And with the economy still struggling, Mr. Bush pointed optimistically to a small increase in jobs.
Today there is a report on unemployment which shows that we added 57,000 new jobs in America. It's the first time that's happened in 7 months. Things are getting better, but there's still work to do.
And polls indicate the president's approval ratings are slipping to their lowest levels. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor, and he joins us. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Linda.
So what are we seeing here with the administration just now?
It seems to be a time of testing and trial. All great presidents are made great by times of testing and trial, and George W. Bush is clearly getting his. It could be a turning point. We don't know what it's a turning towards at this juncture. It could be the point at which he proves his resoluteness. It could also be a time that we look back to later and say that was where the Bush presidency was clearly beginning to struggle.
Now, of the problems facing Mr. Bush, from persistent attacks on American soldiers in Iraq to the economy and these latest reports of a damaging leak from the White House, what do you think is the most difficult problem for the president?
We don't know yet whether or not this leak that's being investigated came from the White House. If it did, then I suspect that is going to be a devilish problem for them and a persistent one in the months ahead. If it did not, and there are other places where the FBI is looking, then I think the biggest difficulty we've seen in the past week is the resistance to the $87 billion request for Iraq and Afghanistan, which reflects both in the Democratic Party and to a lesser extent in the Republican Party some difficulty with our Iraqi policy in general. And there's great resistance to that portion of the $87 billion, which is about $20.3 billion, that goes for reconstruction of Iraq. Lots of resistance to that. And that shows that the area that has been the president's greatest strength is no longer his trump card.
What about this leak? Mr. Bush's White House is well known for being leak-proof. Do you think it's possible that something of this magnitude could come out of the administration just as because one or two people messed up?
A human error is always a good explanation for problems of this nature, but I think it's the reputation for being leak-proof that this administration has that's causing problems for them now, because they've been so good at keeping information they did not want in the public eye from the public eye. When something of this nature gets out, the suspicion is that someone green-lighted it and that there was some complicity on the part of someone in the political operation to allowing this to happen. After all, the person who was the target here, the ambassador himself as well as his wife, were people on the outs with the administration and having been viewed as having betrayed the administration's policy on Iraq.
Now, when poll numbers go down, politicians always say they pay no attention to polls. But if Mr. Bush and his advisors were to look at the latest polls, what would worry them most, do you think, in those numbers?
In classic terms, you would say the number of people showing confidence in the president on the economy, because that's generally what matters most in a reelection year, and that's down to 40%. But that number has been low. I think the more disturbing thing is the development on international crises. Only 45% expressing confidence in the president's ability to handle an international crisis. That's so small compared to what has been his towering achievement in those numbers. I think that's the one that's going to have them the most worried, because here again, that's speaking to their strong suit and showing that it's not as strong as it once was. There's one other element in this poll, and that's the right direction, wrong track measure, which political observers are very fond of. Going into a re-election year, one way to tell whether or not the country is moving towards re-electing a president is to ask them whether they think the country as a whole, in general, is on the right direction, going in the right direction, or getting off on the wrong track. The president has had a positive split on that number, and now the reverse is true.
So the approval ratings might be slipping. Democrats are obviously thinking maybe this is their chance. But does anybody in that field of 10 Democrats who are running for president, do you think anybody looks like a potential president?
Only a potential one. It's a long way between now and the actual test. And I think it's true that usually a president's re-election year is more a referendum on the sitting president than it is on his challenger. But somebody's going to need to gain stature, and I think it's not good news for the field that Wesley Clark, the former general, former NATO commander, should enter in, after really only days as an official Democrat, much a question mark, never run for public office before, and suddenly be in some polls leading the pack.
NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you, Linda.